So that's kind of where the Oncotype comes in.
So that's how I frame the discussion, because I think that patients really have to understand where we historically came from and why we think about chemotherapy. So then you say, but there is reason to believe that, in fact, those numbers are averages which may or may not describe your case. And I think an analogy I often use is to a mutual fund, which is to say if your mutual fund gives you a 5% return, that's because some stocks went up 85% and some stocks went down 14% and some stocks were the same, and on the average there was a 5% improvement. And increasingly with breast cancer, we realize that the benefits of chemotherapy are not absolutely average across the board, but that there are some tumors that derive substantially more benefit from chemotherapy than we imagine. And by contrast, there are some tumors that simply don't need chemotherapy because they're either insensitive to chemo or because they do so well with endocrine therapy alone that the benefits of chemotherapy become vanishingly small.
And this is where the Oncotype has been utilized. Can you explain what that test is, how it's done, and what it means?
Oncotype DX is a molecular assay that takes a chunk of tumor that's already been fixed in formalin and embedded in paraffin, the way a normal pathology specimen is processed. It takes a fragment of that tumor and analyzes the pattern of expression in 21 genes from that tumor. 16 of these genes are genes that are thought to be critical for breast cancer biology, and they include things like estrogen receptor, progesterone receptor, HER2, Ki67, other markers of proliferation and invasiveness of the breast cancer. And then it also measures 5 so-called reference genes so that you can normalize the analysis for the total amount of DNA, for instance, present in the specimen, or RNA more accurately. And what they then do is they use the levels of expression of all these different genes to calculate what's called a recurrence score. It's a number between 0 and 100. And the recurrence score is then plotted on a sort of curvilinear line against the chance of recurrence at 10 years for women who have been treated with tamoxifen for ER-positive, node-negative breast cancer. So, for instance, you end up with a recurrence score that might be something like 15, and I don't have the grid in front of me, but that might project to a, for instance, 10% chance of recurrence over the next decade with tamoxifen treatment. And these can be broadly clustered into low, intermediate, or high risk of recurrence. So the very first thing the Oncotype does is it quite reliably provides an estimate to the patient of what her chance of distant metastatic recurrence is over 10 years based on tamoxifen treatment.